VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. At least 45 people have been killed in a fire in apartment buildings that were also being used as chemical warehouses. The fire happened in an old part of the Bangladeshi capital. A fire official said the number of dead may increase. The search continues for more bodies. He said the blaze at Chowk Bazaar in the old part of Dhaka might have originated from a gas cylinder before quickly spreading through the building where highly flammable chemicals were stored. The flames raced through four adjoining buildings. U.S.-backed forces are one step closer to liberating the last patch of Syrian territory held by the Islamic State terror group, but a final assault may still be days away. On Wednesday, the Global Coalition tweeted that the most hardened of ISIS fighters still remain, and that U.S.-backed forces continue to receive civilians attempting to escape to safety. Britain on Tuesday announced it was stripping the citizenship of a 19-year-old woman, Shamima Begum, who ran away to join IS in 2015. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says a woman from the southern American state of Alabama who joined the Islamic State terror group in Syria will not be allowed to return to the United States. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Hoda Muthana says she wants to come back to America with her 18-month-old son. Pompeo says she cannot. In a written statement, he says Muthana is not a U.S. citizen and has no legal basis, no valid American passport, no right to a passport, nor any visa to come to the U.S. The 24-year-old Muthana joined the militants after becoming radicalized, a decision she says she now regrets. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News.